Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. When enrollment for Affordable Care Act health care plans opened this month, low-income families accustomed to small or non-existent monthly premiums were hit with sky-high prices. That's because tax credits that kept premiums low will expire at the end of the year. As News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports, the impact for Texas will be more severe than anywhere else in the country.
Felicia Suber says her son's ACA plan jumped from $45 a month to nearly $500 a month.
I knew it was going to happen. I thought it was going to be even worse than it was. But it's a lot.
The credits, first passed during the pandemic, helped lower costs for families. The expiration of the tax credits sparked a fight in Congress. Democrats want to make them permanent, while some Republicans argue they're too costly. Blake Hudson, Vice President of Public Affairs for the Texas Association of Health Plans, warns.
Texas is really ground zero for the worst impacts of the loss of these enhanced tax credits.
Nearly 2 million Texans are expected to lose their insurance if the tax credits expire. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Over 150,000 motorcyclists are headed to Galveston this weekend for the annual Lone Star Rally. The city of Galveston says they expect over 400,000 total visitors to make their way to the island. Caitlin Carnes with Visit Galveston says all of these visitors, they expect the economic impact of over $100 million for the local economy.
Tourism is the third largest driver of the economy on Galveston, and it's a big reason why people can work here and live here year round and not just during the, high tourism season.
The rally starts today and runs through Sunday. A Harris County jury has awarded $118 million in damages to seven victims of the Watson grinding explosion that occurred back in 2020. The explosion killed three people and injured more than a dozen. The blast was traced back to a loose hose that was leaking. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.